They are nivla in the rest of the dog. In the rest of the dog. Alright. Avol nishamat mayim. Vireitiv imachves. Horeitiv ma'ariv atam b'chol ha'machves. Uvor. Now, in such a case, there will be no machlekes. Everybody, all the poskim will agree that in such a case, all the dogim will come osa. Uvorochem ma'ire ha'goy yesharid dure. Simen n'alef. Ha'mascheles lochem b'beitzim. Now he's going to refer to this Agoye Sharidure again. So the Shach applies the Agoye Sharidure, or the Sharidure says that it's Osea, to a case where he emptied out first the bulk of the Reitev, with the miut of Reitev remaining in the place of the Shulayim, together with 59 fishes, and the Dog Tomei, we anticipate, also remain together with it, and after that, without spilling out the less quantity of reitev, the mute reitev, he put it on the shalai. So then, the Agoy Sharidura says, in such a case, that everything becomes osa because there is reitev. Even though there isn't much reitev, but the quantity is not important as long as there is reitev. So it's enough of a medium to transmit bliye from one to the other. All right. Now, another case. That's the tzio that Bes Yosef visualizes in the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabin Baruch. But the Shach doesn't apply the machlekes, the Rivo and Rabin Baruch, to such a case. But the Bes Yosef applies the machlekes of the Rivo and Rabin Baruch to this case, where he pours little by little fish with soup together into the car. So in such a case, so Hakelosa, the Shach says, after Rabin Baruch kediklip, the Yiru Mivashal kediklip. In such a case, so now, if he doesn't spill out the reitiv in the kele and leaving the fish in the kdeire, but he pours fish and reitiv several times, so not with one stroke, so when the dog Tommy remained in the last batch, so then it could have assered 59 fishes, and then when he makes the last pouring of the last batch of 59 fishes together with the mute reitiv, so then, through the Yiru, so the 59 fishes will answer the other fishes that are already in the cow. Why? Because Yiru is Mivashal, can they clip? Hakolos, Afil Rabin Boch, can they clip it? Yiru Mivashal, can they clip it? Orchon is Boya Bissim and Kufay, Vichim Pirish Abach, Vichim Mivuya Bissalet, Vichim Muchach Midivri Marshal, Bissalet Ashrei. Now, this is very strange. I mean, the Primigodin points out already. Because from God in the Ruch HaShulchan, you see, so from the Shach it's mashma that the Marshal agrees with his seal in the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabin Baruch. But the truth is that the Marshal has the seal of the Bes Yosef, not the seal of the Shach. All right. V'chei muchem the Marshal b'zalehta shalei. V'chei muchach lehedye ba'agoy yishar edure rish simenun. All right. בכולם כי בירשתי אין שם בכולם כי בסבידיק כי קוצרת והוא דלוי כי בס יוסף והוריו ותרס חטוס כלל נלב דינכות שהבינו מחלקס ריבו ורבין ברוך כי שמערה מעט מעט הדוגי ממורייטיב לקו. So now he mentions the tzio that the Bes Yosef and the Ramo visualize. So in other words, the Bes Yosef and the Ramo visualize another tzio. You see, whereas the Shach and the Bach visualize a tzio, where he empties out all the reitev into one keli, and then he puts the gdeira. He leaves all the fishes for a certain time in the same gdeira in which they were cooked, and he puts the gdeira on each line in a right position. So Rabbi Bes Yosef and Ramo apply the machlekes. Between the Rivo and Rabin Baruch to a case where he starts pouring out from the Gdeiro into the Karo fish and reitev. So he pours out one batch of fish and rate it. Then a second batch, a third batch, and then a fourth batch, a fifth batch, a fifth batch. So we anticipate. So we anticipate the possibility that the Doc Tommy remained to the very end. To the very end. So then there is a machlekes. Then he pours out the last batch of fishes. So that's the machlekes. That's the case to which the Rivo and Rabbi Nebor have reference, according to the Beis Yosef and the Ramo. Now, then he mentions something in the name of the Ramo in Teres Chatos. Would the loyki Beis Yosef and Rabbi Teres Chatos tell him Valev din Alev? She vino machlekes Rivo Rabbi Nebor, ki she mare mat mat adogim aridu likor. Elo, she Rabbi Teres Chatos shom. So in parentheses, b'shem agoy shari dure sifnu nalef hanal. I mean, so in other words, the Ramo attributed this to the Hagoy Shari Dure. But the Rashach said that Hagoy Shari Dure has reference to a case where he puts the Gdeiro in erect position while there is still a little bit of Reitev left in the Shalat. But the Ramo doesn't explain that Hagoy Shari Dure in Simen and Aleph that way. B'shim Hagoy Shari Dure Aleph in Purushi Kach, M'farash V'somuch. So he says, Elo Sharav, Viteres Chatoshom, Kosav, Dafre bin Boruch, Visi Yaite, Loi Matirim, Elo Kishiro Hamayim Bintayim Likliachir, Acher Iru Orishen, Kedem Shiro Ahakein Hadogim Shebimachves, Avolim Nishamat Mayim, Im Hadogim, Viro Isom Likoro Hakloser, Viro Kiklerishen, It's very confusing, this part of the Shach. So it appears from the Shach that the Shach assumes that the Ramo visualizes the same Tziyur as he does, as in the Bardo. But he said So he says that not only the Beis Yosef visualizes the Tzio, where the person pours fish and reitev together, miat miat. The Ramo also. Now here he says, Elo she'arav v'teres chatoshom, kosav, ve'af rabin boruch v'siyaitei, loy matirim elo kishira amayim bintayim likli acher. Acher iro rishin kem shiiro, hakein adog shemachves, avu nishamat mayim adog viro izlikoro, hakloser. So in other words, that the Rav in Teres Chatos says that in such a case where is miare, fish, and reitev together, so then everybody would agree that it's oser, even Rabbi Nebuch. But he just finished saying, But the pshat is this, you see. There is a difference between the tzio visualized by the Shach and the Bach on one hand, and the tzio visualized by the Ramo in Teres Chatos on the other. And there is also a difference, between the tzio visualized by the Beis Yosef and the tzio visualized by the Ramo in Teres Chatos, even though he's Kalel, the Beis Yosef Tzio, and the Ramo, because according to Beis Yosef, the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Nebaruch has reference to a case where he's Miare, Dogim, and Reitev together. In every year he does it, including the final year, the last batch. Now, that's the Tzio that the Beis Yosef visualizes. The Tzio that the Bach and the Shach visualize is that a case where the person doesn't want at this moment to empty out any fish, just the rate. So he dumps out all, he empties out all the rate, and then he dumps out all the rate. So all the time, in all the Yeruim, he just spills out rate. No fish. That's the tzio that the Shach and the Bach visualize. The Ramo visualizes a tzio where the person, all the Yeruim except for the final Yeru, So he pours fish and reitef into the car. Now let's say here is the car. And then this is the dairy. So he starts pouring a number of fishes and reitef into this car. Then another hero. A number of fishes and reitef in the car. A third hero. A fourth hero. Then the last hero, the fifth time, the fifth hero. So when he has, let's say, 59 fishes and the mute of reitef here in the Shalayim, and all the other fishes are already out of the dere, so then he decides to empty out the mute reitef that remained into a separate kele, not into this kele, into this, you see. So all the iruim prior to the final iru, let's say he emptied out all the fishes in the course of 5 iruim. So 4 iruim, he emptied out fish and reitef into this car. Then, when he sees that there is very little left, and this is the final batch, the final iru, and he feels that there is still a little bit of reitef left in the shalayim, so he decides, he takes another kele, and he decides to empty out the last quantity of reitef into a separate kele, not into that kare, into which he emptied out the bulk of the fishes and the bulk of the reitef, but in a separate kele. And then, after he empties out the last bit of reitef into a separate kele, he empties out the last batch of just fishes, not reitef, because no reitef was left, into the same kare that has fishes and reitef. You see what I mean? This is how the Ramov visualizes the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Boch. So in other words, there are three different tziur. The tziur of the Shach and the Bach is where the person just empties out all the reitef into a kele, and then he doesn't empty out any fish. After he gets through emptying out all the reitef, he puts back the gdeire on each line. That's the tziur of the Shach and the Bach. The tziur of the Bais Yosef is the person made 5 iruim, and in every iru he pours out into the kare, into the same kare, dogim and reitef, and the last iru also dogim and reitef into the same kare. The tziur of the Ramoy is that in all the iruim except the final iru, he empties out dogim and reitef into the kare, but before he makes the fifth iru, the final iru, so he pours out the last quantity, the mute reitef that was still left in the shalayim, into one kele, and then the last batch of fishes he pours out into the same kare, into which in the previous iruim he emptied out dogim with reitef. But so in such a case, Rabbi Boruch, the Rivo, says that it's osea, and Rabbi Boruch says it's muter. But suppose, this is what Ramo says, suppose the last hero will also empty out into the same kare, so then even Rabbi Boruch will be made that it's osea. Why? Because hero is kiklerish. So Memele, when he empties out the last batch of 59 fishes plus a mute of reitef into this kare, so hero is kiklerish. So the 59 fishes became osea. And then these come out, the 59 fishes are emptied out into the kare together with reitef. So Memele, it's iru is declaration. So when the 59 fishes together with the mute reitef are emptied out into this kare, which already has 141 fishes, so all the 141 fishes will become osare, according to Rabbi Boruch. You see, this is Elo Sharav v'tiras chatoshom kosav daf Rabbi Boruch v'siyaitel imatirim. אלו כשיר המים בינתיים לכלי האחר, אחר יהיה הוריש, כדו שיר ההקין הדוגים שבמחץ, אבל אם נשמת מים, even the final year, אם הדוגים ואירוי סום ניקורא, הכל לא עושה, דהירו ככלי ראשון, ואם כן הורי תיב, מלך התם יכתיך ליכתיך, והכל לא עושה, אם אין שם שישים, וקושר לי, לא מו לשישי, הוקאי מלון דהירו, אין מבלי, אין שם בקליפה, וכמו שכוספתי בסימן קופי, סבקות דלת, וכן, מה יענה שישים? כי אם ניסה מספשת איסם דחליפה, וכניסה בסימן קופי, וכמדוך. So we explained that. I mean, this is what the Tzvila Tzadik says. In other words, that the Ramoshite is that here Iru is Mivashal Bikulei, not only Kedi Klipe. The only reason is why, because on one hand we have Aloche that Iru, that's a Machlekes Rishonim, but the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is, and we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, that Iru is Kiklerish. Iru is Kiklerish. That's one. Then there is another Aloche of Tatoi Govah. So the question is, how can we reconcile these two halachas? Monefshach, if Iru is Gilrishin, Gilrishin is Mevashel Bechulei, so why do we say it only asks the Klipe? The answer is, Tatoi Govar modifies and limits the halacha of Iru Gilrishin. Why? Because that means Iru has the same thing as Gilrishin, but there is a halacha of Tatoi Govar too. So Memela indicates, so the Ramoshit is as follows. When do we say that Iru is only Mivashal Kideklipe if you pour hot water upon something that is cold? Now, what does cold mean? Cold means not Yatzeladis, that's cold. So, if you pour hot water upon something that is cold, so we say, Tatoye Govar, and after a few moments, so even the hot water on the top will cool off. Will cool off. So Mimele, it cannot be Mavliya Bikulei. Because it'll be cold. But Adimeikar Bolakiliklit. But it takes a few moments until it cools off. It doesn't happen in a split second. So Mimele, the hot thing is it manages to be Mavliya Kideklipe within the first moment before the hot water on top, it manages to cool off before the cold bottom manages to cool off the hot water that is being poured on it. So the Ramosh it is, I mean, so it really doesn't present any difficulty against the Ramosh. I mean, he can very easily answer the kashe of the shach against the Ramo. The Ramo holds, when do we say that Iru is only Mivashal Kideklipe, not Mavliya Bikulei, if the Badem is completely cold? So then we say, Tatoye Govar, the cold Badem, in a moment, will manage to cool off the top. But suppose the Badem is also hot. It's Yatzeladis, but it's a cliché. All right, so we say cliché is not Mivashel. So a true cliché is not Mivashel. But the top one can be Mivashel. But if the bottom one is completely cold, then after a moment, the heretofore hot top will also become cold. So it's only the first moment until it cools off. So the maximum bliya that could take place in the first moment is Kideklipe. I mean, a thorough bliya could not take place in one moment, in the first moment. But, so that's only true if the badem is mamish seinen, if it's not yatziledes. But if the badem is yatziledes, but it's a klisheni. So klisheni is not mivasheil. But here we have a niru that is klisheni. So the top one will be mivasheil. But if the badem had been completely cold, then the top one after a moment will also be cold. But the bottom one is also hot. Except that it's a klisheni. So a true klisheni itself cannot be mivashel. But it is incapable. A klisheni that is hot is incapable of cooling off. Klisheni that is hot is incapable of cooling off the top that is hot. Only a bottom that is cold can, in a moment, cool off the top that is hot. But not a bottom that is hot, even though it's a cliché. So, that's the Shita of the Ramo. And what the Shita of the Shach? The Shita of the Shach is, since the Halacha declares that klisheni is not mivasheil, that means that al pidin we consider any chaim of klisheni like tzein. So, memele just as a bottom tzeinen is capable of cooling off in a moment the top hat, so a badem warm klisheni is also capable in a moment to cool off The top part, the top that is out. All right. As a matter of fact, the Ramos worry is very reasonable. And this is what the Tzvila Tzadik says. Nearly the Rikashi Latiras Ratos, the Hodi Yiru Raki de Klipe, Haini Mira Hotzein in the Tatoy Gomar, Aval Kan Shiru Anesorim, Al Ritrin Shebikore, Shindif Nakli Mikarin, or Zero Isaligamre, Vigamahane Samach, there's a second Kashi is. Second Kashi is also answered, because the Shach says that Samach shouldn't be effective. Why? Because the Shach assumed that the extent of the Bliya is only Kidei Klipe. So if the extent of the Bliya is only Kidei Klipe, so he cannot be Mitzarim the whole thing. Mashenkin, if we say that here we don't apply the Aloha, the principle of Tatoikova, so the extent of the Klipe is the whole thing, not only Kidei Klipe. So in Meile, there can be Bittul B'Samech. So the second Kashi is also answered. Is also answered. All right. Now, Vikoshim, Lomeli Shishi, Hokaim Landir in Mavli Esam de Klippe, Uchimikos Bissim, Uchimisafti Bissim in Kofay, Vichem Mayane Shishim, Kim de Nisam is Pashet, Kim de Nisam is Pashet, Isam de Klippe, Uchimisam Bissim in Kofay, Ubozel in Mashma Dasa Bis Yosefke, Elo Mashma Lhedi Midvorov, Dafiluira Hamayim Bin Time Shot. So, in other words, so because of that, the Teres Chatos applies the Machlekes between the Rivo and the Rabin Baruch to a case where the primary iruim are made by pouring fish and reitiv together into the kare. But in the last iru, just the last batch of fishes is poured into the kare. But the last bit of reitiv is poured into a separate kare. Mashein kein, if the last iru is also poured, it also consists of fish and reitiv together, then the Ramos says, even Rabbeinu Baruch will be made that all the fish will become osa, and not just Kidei Klipe. But the Ramos says, it will be osa completely. Why? Why completely? So the Shach's taina is, no? It's only Mevashel Kidei Klipe, so the Teretz is, the Ramos shita is, when do we say that Yiru is Mevashel Kidei Klipe only when the Badem is completely cold, when it's not even Yatzeledes, so then we say Tatoi Gola, Masheinkin, where the Badem is also hot, except that it's Yatzeledes, except that it's a Klisheini. So even though the Ramo is Chilik on the Mashal, if the Ramo had agreed with the Mashal Chite that by Dovogush, so Klisheini is in Mevashel, then the Chite would even be more reasonable. But it's reasonable as it is, even according to Ramo Chite, that by Dovogush Klisheini is not Mevashel. But even though Klisheini is not Mevashel, even by Dovogush, So the fishes in the kare that are hot could not be mevashel according to Ramo, but the fact is that they are hot. In other words, you couldn't keep your finger on the fishes in the kare comfortably. So memele, we can't apply the principle of Tatoigova. If we can't apply the principle of Tatoigova, so memele Yiru has a din of klerish. The only reason as to why Yiru is only mevashel the klipe is because after a moment it will cool off. It can only cool off if the bottom one is completely cold. But if the bottom one is Yatzeledes, it cannot cool off anymore. So Mele, there can be Bliya Bechul. So that's the Shita of the Ramo. If the last Tiru also consists of Dogim and Reitev together, then Rabin Boruch will also be made that all the fishes will become us. Alright. He says, Ubezeloi Mashma Da'asa Bes Yosef Kei. But the Bes Yosef, it's not Mashma that he agrees with the Ramo. It's Mashma from the Bes Yosef, that he visualizes its Yiru, where the last Yiru also consists of Dogim and Reitiv. Elo Mashmal Mied Midvorod Afil Lo Yira Amayim Bintayim Isho. Oh, but the question is, why is it Muter? But Yiru is Kiklerishin. V'nirali V'sfir Leves Yosef Diklip Al Kolponim Bino. So all the other Achreinim Achili Kan Deshach. The Shach says something, he puts something into the mouth of the Bes Yosef that the Bes Yosef doesn't mention. I mean, the Bes Yosef doesn't say that Rabbeinu Baruch will agree that Kidei Klipe is osa. The Bes Yosef says that it's muteas. I mean, so that's strange. I mean, this pshat that this shita that the Shach attributes to the Bes Yosef. In other words, the Bes Yosef holds that the machleikes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch is on the question as to whether the fishes are osa completely. But to the extent of klipe, even Rabbeinu Baruch is made that it's osa. That this is the Bes Yosef Shite. So all the other lazy kelim, I mean, achilik and the shach, and they assume that the kolit bes Yosef. So Rabbeinu Baruch Shita is that even though all the Yeruim consisted of dogim im mayim, im miut mayim, still according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the fishes do not become osar at all. You don't even have to be killed. Now the question is why? All right. So Rabbeinu Baruch Yosef doesn't agree with the Ramoshi. The Ramoshi is that we do not even say tatoi gova in a case where the klisheini. In the case where the klisheini is ham is yatzel edes, all right. So the Bes Yosef is chelik on that. But so we do say that toy gova. But even if we say that toy gova, but the adi meika bolalek niklipe. So here too, why does Rabbi Baruch say that the dogim amuta lekamre and all the achrenim achelik on the shachan? In other words, so they all assume that according to Bes Yosef, Rabbi Baruch shite is that it's mutali gamre. As a matter of fact, it's mashma from the Loshon of Mechaber that way. As the Ramo himself is midayik in Tiras Chatos, because the Mechaber here mentions everything in terms of ilchatchile. In other words, but the Eved, everything is muta. The Eved, everything is muta. So, and he doesn't say, I mean, that kediklipe it's osa. All right, it could be. So you could explain the Mechaber the reason as to why the Eved everything is muter because he passes like Rav Nishimshin, all right. But it's not mashma from the Loshon of the Bes Yosef that he should assume that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, kediklipe l'chol hapochos it's osa. It's mashma from the Pashtus HaLoshon of the Bes Yosef, not as the Shach attributes to the Bes Yosef. So from the Pashtus HaLoshon of the Bes Yosef, it's mashma that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, everything is muter. We don't even have to be caliph. Oh, so the answer is, as I mentioned last time, what the crazy place, he says. Because here, in this case, the reason is why the Bes Yosef holds that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, even klipe is not necessary, and we do not say that Iru is mivashal kedi klipe, because when is Iru mivashal kedi klipe? Is capable of being mafrit and mavriya keachod only if it is ikiluach shel nifsak, an unbroken jet. But if it is ikiluach hanifsak, so then it can only, the shach says in Simen Kufei, it can only be mavriya by itself or mafrit by itself, but it cannot do both together. In order to aser all the other fishes in the kare, then two things must happen. It must be mafrit, the particles of Isaiah from the interior of the 59 heretofore dogim teirim and absorb the same into the 140 fishes in the kare. So it has to do two things. And the Shach himself in Simen Kufei says that Kiluach Hanifzak can only be Mavliya by itself, can only be Mavli by itself, but it cannot accomplish both things. I mean, this is what the crazy place says. Now, the question is, so why does the Ramo say, now the Ramo is also made it, that the Kiluach HaNifzak cannot be Mivashel at all, not even to the Klipe. I mean, this is explicitly mentioned in Bosa B'Cholov by the Ramo. As a matter of fact, the Ramo, Ligabi vis-a-vis Bosa B'Cholov, he paskens that if, let's say, you had two gderes on the stove, and in one gdera you had meat with soup, and in another gdera you had milk, and then the milk overflew or the soup overflew and it fell into the gdera of boso or the gdera of cholov. So if it was a kiluach shein and nifsak, then it becomes osa. But if just a drop overflew from the boso to the cholov, from the cholov to the boso, a kiluach and nifsak, so it's not even osa. It's not even osa. The question is, I mean, we discussed it in Simen Kufei when we went over the Nikudes HaKesef. Vikal Lechalik. So in other words, so the Nikudes HaKesef. Now this is in Simen. Oh, in Simen Tzadik Veis. Siv Zayin. Now Simen Tzadik Veis, Siv Zayin, Dagois Ramo at the bottom. The second line from the end of the column of the Agoyes Ramo. da frisch dalle damit weis wie ki luach mit agdeiro ri seches scho holach al deiro tsinenes im nifsa ka luach mit agdeiro ri seches kede mich gi ala tsinen have name ki klische wie im loin nifsa ka we ki iru va agdeiro tsinenes nesro but im nifsa ka luach sa have ki klische ni dos mikamosa let's say milk overflow and drops of milk fell into the deiro of bosa even though there is no shishim in the deiro of bosa so the gdeir of bosal is mutter. Because there was no continuous jet of milk falling into the gdeir of bosal. So mele it doesn't ask. But the question is, so the shachin ikudes hakesef in simen kufei. Now, the shachin simen kufei ikudes hakesef, we went over it. Simen Kufei, Siv Gimel, the Nikudes HaKesev, at the bottom, the last line, Nikudes HaKesev, Taf Reish Mendalev. Vafilu Biru Shenifzak HaKeluach, so the Shach says, it cannot be Maflit and Mavliya Kechot, but Maflit by itself, Mavliya by itself, it can. So he says, Ayim Bisimen Tzidik Tzadik Beis, Siv Zayim Bagoye, so now it's a Tzikashe, so we see that it cannot even be Maflit or Mavliya by itself. It doesn't answer the Ramos says. If a drop of milk overflew into the deras bosor, if it was a keluach and ifsak. So it doesn't tasa the bosor. So, vitzorich lechalik, ayin shom. So what? So we explained it. What's the lechalik? Because, I mean, this is really mentioned in Simen Tzadik Beis by Zalman Magolis, in Shar Ephraim, in Simen Tzadik Beis. Because it can only be mavliya by itself, but not be maflit and mavliya kechot, so merely bishl it isn't. So since it's not bishl, so in Bosa Becholov there are bishlos at all. So when it's not there are bishl, midrais it's not osea. But midrabonon, even kovush by Bosa Becholov is osea. Mashenkin, in this case, where it cannot even be maflit and mavliya kechot, so the chachomim didn't answer it by Bosa Becholov. So Bosa Becholov it's muda. This is what Rabbi Chaim Zalman Magolis says in his Akoyes, in Simen Tzadik Beis. On the same Ramon, the Yad Ephraim, here. When we went over the Nikudes HaKesef, so we referred to this Yad Ephraim. So he says, the first line in Yad Ephraim, and Daf Reish Hei, at the bottom, the first line from the top in the Yad Ephraim, V'kosa b'shayu ze chuves chuves chay, Sim Yudalev, the biyu shall nif se kakluach, shosa midine in lehokil, vitzorich samech neged aklik, uvinif se kakluach, yeish lismech lahatia, lechim kosa b'siv hachemed meishiv shimech misha. So in other words, they are samachenim who are making in all isurim, a kluach shen, a kluach hanifsak. Iru shenifsak hakluach. So, the wachilik on the shach. The shach says that it is osa, kiluach hanifsak. So he says, but the asam, who amatia. ומכלש מבוסה בחלוף שבלוי בישלו דרבנן ובישור יסורים יש להחמיר כשי נפסד. So in other words, so the other frying paskens that by shor yisurim, if it's not hefset merube, so we should be machmir because the shach shite is that kiluach hanifsak asers. It's asers. Mas she'in ki mabosa b'cholov, so even according to the shach, it's not osa. It's not osa. Anyway, so, but the shach himself says, even vis-a-vis shor yisurim, that while kiluach hanifsak does aser, it can only be mavliya by itself, or be mafli by itself, but it cannot be maflit and mavliya. And here, to aser the other fishes, we have to resort to two things, that it's maflit from the 59, and it's mavliya in the 140. That kiluach hanifsak cannot accomplish. So that's the pshat in the besyos. Now the question is, so why is the Ramo chilek? So what do we say? The Ramo is chilek an mitzies. It's difficult to assume that they are just chilek an mitzies. And it seems, as a matter of common sense, that when you have igdere with fish and soup, and when you pour, so maybe you have many fishes, so the continuity of the jet will be broken, will be interrupted. I mean, it's impossible it should be any other way. How can you pour fish and soup together with the continuity of flow of the water. I mean, it's impossible. Because fish keep on falling and they are mafsik, and they break the continuity of the flow. So it's not mistabeh that the machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramo is on the question as to whether Rabbi Boruch has reference to a case where, as a result of the iru of fish and retif together, so the jet is broken or the jet is not broken. I mean, it's not mistabeh. So it is assumed that the Ramo agrees with the same mitzias that the Beis Yosef assumes. They're not really kind of mitzias. Still, the Ramo says that even though it's nifzach as kluach as a result of the fish falling down, being emptied out from the gdeiro into the kare, so even though the kluach is nifzach, but it still has the din of iklerish. But Ramo himself passes in Basav Cholav in Tzadik Beis that Yerush and Nifzach HaKiluach doesn't imrasa. So it's not Iklerish. So apparently the Ramo Shite is, and this point is a machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramo. Now, everybody agrees that only a Niru of an unbroken jet, of a continuous flow, has a din of Iklerish. But if it's a broken flow, I mean, there is no continuity of flow, so then it does not have a din of iklerish. But the Ramoshite is, it's not a question whether there is continuity of flow or not. That's not the important thing. It's a question whether there is a substantial flow. Usually, when the kiluach is nifzak, why is the kiluach nifzak? Because you don't have any jet. You don't have any real flow. Let's say, when you pour drops, so then you don't have continuity flow if you keep on dripping drops, individual drops. So there is no real jet of idovalach coming from one kele into another. So that's why it's not mivashim. But if there is a substantial flow, there is a real jet of water operating, except that on account of the fish that are poured out together with the retif, so mainly the fish interrupt the continuity. So, but the jet is capable of having a continuous flow. There is a substantial jet of retif, except that the fish are mafsik and they interrupt the continuity of flow. So that does not diminish the chaim. Why do we say that ikluach hanifzak is not mevashel? Because if it's ikluach hanifzak, so then there is a substantial diminution in the heat. So when is that true? If the reason as to why there is no continuity of flow is because of the fact that there is very little water being poured. So then there is a diminution in the heat. So maybe it cannot be mivashim. Mashenkin in this case, he has a pot with an abundance of soup. But there are fishes too. So maybe the fishes interrupt, are mafsik, the reitev, and maybe that interrupts the flow. But there is a jet that is capable of a continuous flow. But for a different reason, the continuity is broken. Now, let's say, suppose you pour from a boiling kettle of water into another kettle, you pour, and then a person throws a ball through the jet, and that interrupts the flow for a moment. So will you say that maybe it cannot be mevashel just because the ball for a moment interrupted the flow of the jet? No! There is a jet that is capable of a continuous flow. So mele, the heat is not diminished. That's the sheet of the Ramo. Whereas the sheet of the Beis Yosef is that even though b'mtzias there is no continuous flow because the fishes get a mafsik in the middle of the reitev, but mele, that itself diminishes the heat. and it's not mevashlen. That's the machlekes. Not that there is a machlekes between the Bis Yosef and the Ramo and the Mitzis. All right. Now, so we see that there are two theories, two explanations in the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch. One theory is the theory visualized by the Bis Yosef. In other words, that the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rivo have reference to a case where the person pours dogim and soup together many times, and even the last tiru, it consists of an iru of dogim and soup together. So in such a case, Rabbeinu Baruch is matir. Why is Rabbeinu Baruch matir? Because, but it should be osea. The kasha of the shachi is l'chol apoches k'diklipe, it should be osea. So, why does Rabbeinu Baruch say it's muter? So the answer is given by the crazy place, because it's kiluach hanifzak. Kiluach hanifzak. And even though here it's not nifzak because of the smallness of the quantity of water, of reitef in the jet. I mean, there is an abundance of water in the jet, but it's nifzak because the dogim are mafzik. So even in such a case, Rabbeinu Baruch holds, according to Bis Yosef, that it has a din of ikeluach hanifzak. Mimele it's not mevashel, and it doesn't tasar at all. It's ikeluach hanifzak, and mimele it doesn't tasar at all, because even the shach in Simen Kufay says that ikeluach hanifzak can only be mavliya by itself or mavli by itself, but it cannot be mavlit and mavliya together. All right. And in order to ask the other fishes, it has to accomplish two things: be maflit and be mavli. All right, that's the shite of Rabbeinu Baruch. Now, so and what's the shite of the Rivo? What's the shite of the Rivo? So why is the Rivo chilek? So we could say that according to the Rivo, the reason is why, according to the Bis Yosef pshat in the machlekes between the Rivo and the Balatrumo, so the Balatrumo is matir because it's ikeluach hanifzak, and even though there is a substantial jet of reitev, but it is interrupted. Yeh meize tam sheyeh, so it has a din of ikeluach hanifzak. And why is the Rivo chilek? So we can say that the Rivo has the svore, the Rivo, according to Bis Yosef, has the same svore that Ramo has. But Ramo considered that svore as such a svore pshuto that he couldn't even conceive that Rabbeinu Baruch would be chilek on it. But according to Bis Yosef, that's the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch, according to Bis Yosef. In other words, the Rivo asks it, even though it's ikeluach hanifzak, and the Rivo will also be made that if it is mamesh ikeluach hanifzak, then it doesn't aser, then it cannot be mivashel at all. But the Rivo holds, when do we say that ikeluach hanifzak cannot be mivashel altogether? If it's nifzak on account of the insignificant quantity, of the miniature character, of the quantity of reitev. If it's nifzak because of the miniature character of the liquid, then it cannot be mevashel. But if the reitev consists of a substantial jet of reitev, except that it is nifzak because the fish come inside and they are mafzik, so then it does not. So that does not diminish the heat of the jet substantially. Mimele it's mevashel. That's the shita of the Rivo. But Rabbeinu Baruch is chelik. So in other words, the same machlekes between the Bis Yosef and Ramo, according to Bis Yosef, is the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch. Alright, but according to Bis Yosef, suppose we would have the other case, the Tzio visualized by the Bach and the Shach, and the Drishe, where he pours out all the reitev into one kele, And then he puts the keli on the chulayim. So then even the revo would be made that the fish is amuta. Because we face the difficulty in connection with this seal. Why does the revo say that he's osel? So there, the Bach explains the revo on the basis of a big chiddush that the revo is chilek on the Rashba shita that is nifsak in Simen Kufei, that the revo doesn't entertain such a big chiddush. You see, so that's the reason. So according to Bes Yosef, so in the tzio visualized by the drisha and the bach and the shach, even the revo would say that the fish hamuda. The fish hamuda. All right. Now let's proceed. Yes.
In the year before vacation, you mentioned that the machlokas between the revo and the Rabbein Baruch might be along the lines of the Marshal Shita that we only say klishen is not pavashal lagabe adover laska not lagabe.
Hey,
Dover
Goosh
and that the fish warm the soup. So
is this
another
pshat? Yeah, that's another pshat. We'll come to that too. All right. Oh, v'nirli yisvili abisyose, v'kli bal koponim bino, v'linechli kol leser aki, v'chim da'asa yisrael v'hetasho, dimvob, da'afra v'niboruch klipe mi boye, mishim d'beidom reitchim v'lachim, negim ha'asurim al metorim, ayim shom. The loika bach she tamo teimik dila al besyosa. In other words, actually, he's not chilek on the bach. It's very misleading. If you don't look into the bach, so you'd think that he's chilek on the bach on a substantive question. He's not chilek on the bach on a substantive question. Because he says the same thing as the bach. The bach is only masik against the besyosa because the bach assumes that according to the besyosa, when you are miare, fish and reitiv together, from the gdeir into the kare, so Rabbi Baruch says that everything is muter, it's not even osak diklipe. So the Bach says, how can he say it's not osak diklipe? After all, here is mevashak diklipe. Here is mevashak diklipe. So the Shach says the loika Bach. In other words, he attributes to the Bes Yosef the Shite that according to Bes Yosef, so Rabbi Baruch is also made that it's osak diklipe. So this is what he says the loika Bach. In other words, not the way the Bach. Not like the shite that the Bach attributed to the Bes Yosef. But he is not chilek on the Bach on any substantive question because he agrees with the Bach that kediklipe it should be Yosef. But he is chilek on the Bach as to what the shite of the Bes Yosef is. Vein kantei meklal miu belo yiru. Suppose there is no reite is mater habach aveloi klipe vidas ra shehivi asmag. This is what I mentioned last year. Nire the alkoponim beinon she year ison shel tzat mailo orob. Ki di ise vagoi shardur anal. Vim keim bi beitzin dosa rabbeni boruch mitam shen regilun li esrob af rabbeni shimshin osa. ולאובין מה שכוסף מרשאל פרק דנושה סימן מנדלת ולרבין שימשן מותור נף הבית. And Ramoshit is also like that. Ramoshit. So, I discussed it. I mentioned what the Primigodim says. In other words, because the Shach is Lishitose. Because the Shach in Simen Kufte Siv Gimel says that Yovish be Yovish, that is bottle Rov. So Rov means not just more, but Rov means double. So in other words, in order that 60 dogim asurim, or let's say 59 dogim asurim, should become bottle berov, so you must have not 60 dogim mutorim to be bottle berov. According to the Shach, all that is necessary is 60. So if you have it aruves of yovish biyovish of 59 dogim asurim and 60 dogim mutorim, so the 59 dogim asurim will become bottle berov in the 60 dogim mutorim. According to the Roshite, so in Berek Habayis, so if you have 59 dogim asurim, so it can become bottle berov only if it's mixed up with a minimum of 118 dogim mutorim, because you must have double. 2 times 59 is 118. So in other words, so the Primigodim says that the machlekes between the marshal the Marshal and the Shach is on the... Now, the Marshal says that according to Rabbi Shimshon, so even Beitzim Amudah. The Shach says that even according to Rabbi Shimshon, Beitzim are Asuras. Because just as Rabbi Baruch has to distinguish between the case of Beitzim and the case of Dogim. Why? Because Dogim, you cook in great bulk. But Beitzim, you don't cook in great bulk. Some Mimele, according to Rabbi Shimshon, you also have to distinguish between Beitzim. But the Mashal holds that whereas according to Rabbi Baruch's skule can only apply to Dogim, but Rabbi Shimshon's skule can apply to Beitzim as well. Why? So the Primer Kodim says, because the Mashal agrees with the sheet of the Berak HaBayis, that in order to apply the din of Bittul Birov, we must have double, not just more. Whereas the Shach L'Shito say, he agrees with the sheet of the Shittim Kubetzes in Beitzed Avdalet, that we don't need we don't need double kefil. We only need more. Some mele, the Shach says monefshach. Rabbi Baruch says that there is a difference between Beitzim and Dogim. Why? Because Dogim you cook in great bulk. In other words, one might cook even 200 fishes in one pot, but one would never cook 200 Beitzim in one pot. So because of that, so Gabi Dogim, so even if we anticipate the maximum, that 59 Dogim remain together with the Dog Tomei in the last batch, in the Shulei Agdeon. So 59 fishes became Oseh, but then there might be in the Kare, so you might have 140 fishes, so Mimele, so it becomes Bottle Birov. Mashenkin gabe beitzim, you don't cook so many beitzim. So, but the Shach Shite is that in order to apply the din of Bittul Birov, if you have more, so then you can apply the Bittul Birov. So then he's forced to come to the conclusion that a person is not likely to cook more than 120. To cook 120 beitzim in one pot. Less than 120 beitzim in one pot. But not 120 beitzim in one pot. So mimele, because if it is the practice of people to cook, let's say, 130 beitzim in one pot, so why does Rabbi Baruch say by beitzim it's osel? Why shouldn't he apply the same principle that he applies to dogim? Why shouldn't he apply it to beitzim? So let's say if he cooks, let's say, 130 beitzim in one pot, so even if we anticipate the maximum, that 59 beitzim remained with the beitzo asur in the last batch, in the Shulei Agdeo, so 59 beitzim became osea, 59 beitzim became osea, but then in the karo you have 100 and, in the karo you have about 61 or 62 or 63 or 64, altogether you had 130 beitzim. So when the 59 beitzim that became Moser and the Shulei Agdeiro become ultimately mixed up with the 61 or 62 or 63 beitzim that Amutore is, so there should be Bittul Birov. So why does Rabbi Baruch say Gabi Beitzim is Oser? Obviously, we can deduce from Rabbi Baruch that it's not a practice of people to cook so many beitzim, 120 beitzim. So the maximum number of beitzim that one cooks in one pot is, let's say, 100, 110. So if you cook only 110 beitzim, so if you do anticipate the maximum, that 59 beitzim remained in the Shulei Agdeiro together with the beitzo ha'asuro. So mimele, how can you apply Rabbi Shimshon Shite of Isura Berubi? He said, because if 59 beitzim remained in the Shulei Agdeiro, in the last batch, so how many do we have in the Karo? Only about 50. So then the Yiseya happened to be in the Shulei Agdeiro on the basis of the principle of Isura Berubi Yiseya. So maybe all the 59 beitzim became Oseya. So we cannot apply Rabbi Shimshon's din of Isura Berubi Yiseya. This is the Shach Zechach. Mashenkin the Marshal, he holds that He agrees with the shita of the Berakabais that Bittel Berov requires careful double. So Mimele, if 59 Beitzim became Moseya, so how many Beitzim Mutoris would you need in order that the din of Bittel Berov should take effect? Not 60 Beitzim Mutoris, but at a minimum of 118 Beitzim. So in other words, now it's not the derech, so it is the derech of people to cook 130 Beitzim. 130 Beitzim in one part at the same time, but it's not the derech of people to cook 180 Beitzim in one part at the same time. So Memele, Rabbeinu Baruch Skule cannot apply to Beitzim, because Rabbeinu Baruch rejects the principle of Isura Beribise. So according to Rabbeinu Baruch, we always have to becheshesh that the thing that is osir, whether it's the doktome or the beitz asuro, is together with the last batch of fishes or of beitzim in the shul agdeo, in the shul agdeo. So mimele, Rabbeinu Baruch has to say that Gabi Beitzim, it is osir. Why? Because he cannot apply the same lomdes that he applies L'Gabi Dogim. Because L'Gabi Dogim, he says, L'Gabi Dogim, so it is the derech to cook 180 Dogim in one pot, even 200 Dogim. So Mimele, even if the maximum happened, and 59 Dogim remained till the last moment, in the last batch, Bishule Agdeiro, together with Daktomei, and that made 59 Dogim osir. But then, when he dumps the last batch into the kare, so, and how many dogim does he have in the kare? He has 140. So, as against 59, so you have more than double. So you only need 118 to be mevatel. And when the 59 dogim become yurev with 140, dogim mutorim, so then there is Bittel Berov, mashein kein gabi beitzim, so the maximum number of beitzim you could cook in one part at one time is 130. So monefshech, if 59 dogim became osir, so you don't have 118 dogim left, you have 61, 62, maybe 65. Beitzim, mutores. So as far as the aloche of Isura Berubeise, so you can say it. Rabbi Shimshim Skule, you can apply. But Rabbeinu Baruch Skule, that Bittel Berov, so if altogether you cooked 130 Beitzim and 59 remained in the Shule Agdeiro, so then you don't have 118 Beitzim left in the kare. So maybe they cannot be Bittel Berov. That's the machlokes. All right. Mash kosav marshal pirgid anoshes im mendalet to rab nishim shemitoran af habeitzim v'chim mash mitereschat eshom v'chan ba'goyim mi uhov adi kushte to rab nishim shemumuter afi lo yira amayim lipsof kim ditalino de adok tomei hoya berube v'chim mash mitereschat eshom u'inyin dinei nikola peiskim anal eim din bishitas rabin boruch v'chim posak marinu peretz בתשבט סימן שינון א' ומייבי והגויס מורדכי וחום וכן פוסק יסבטה וכן נזכים מרשל שום וכן פוסק הבח ושואה אחרים אלו שהרב ותרס חטו שום מייק לו בידול והבח יסיקו לו וכוסב הוא דלוי כתרס חטו אז נאו דתאז מנשין ודרמוס איזה נתרס חטו דרמוס איזה נתרס חטו that on the basis of the principle of tailing the hockey in the Rabbonon it should be mutar here בלוי טעם וראי, ובהם יש יש לאים בדובו. דו טיינס הרב ותרסחתוס לחיירו נחיירנו, בו יגור המנישפח, דה אזלינו לכול, משום לכים דה הו דרבונום, ויש סופיק, אם יש עוד שישים, אזלינו לכול, אם כן הוא הדין הוח, וגם טיינו השניו, נחיינו לי, כאילו די קיימלון, כי הרש בו והטור, so that words, one tiny of the תרסחתוס is against those who are there, they say that it should be mutter, Bein bei dogim, bein bei beitzim, on account of the halacha of tailing hock. So in other words, so it seems that Ramo assumed. Now, when do we say tailing hock? When it's min bimine. So in other words, when we have, let's say, tarubis of min bimine, we are sure that there is rov, we are not sure it's nishpach. We are not sure as to whether there was shishim, since shishim is only midrabbonim by mimimine, he's not locked. So here too, so apparently Ramo assumed that the taruves of dogim, of dog tomei and dog muter, is the taruves of mimimine. It's taruves of mimimine. Well, this is what the Shach will discuss. But this is what Ramo assumed, that a taruves of a dog tomei and a dog toir is a taruves of mimimine. So mimele, and since we don't know whether the dog tomei remained in the last batch together with 59 fishes or not, it's not a muchach that it remained in the last batch. Maybe the dog tomei was dumped out at the very in the first year, not in the last year. And even if it did remain till the very end, maybe in the last deal there were no 59 fishes left. Maybe there were only 20 fishes left. Maybe only 10 fishes left. Maybe only 5, I mean. So there is a possibility ahead there. We don't know what had happened. We anticipate the maximum. Now, maybe 59 fishes, together with the Tavmei, remained in the Shulei Agdeiro up to this moment. Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it's maybe no too. And since it's maybe no, and it's Rov, there certainly is, the question is about Shishim, so maybe it should be Tilok. That's one Kashi. That's one Rai that the Tereshatus mentions as to why we should say that it's Muta. Bembi Beitzin, Bembi Dogim. And then the other Rai is because of the Aloha mentioned in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, that if you have two Gderes of Eta, and then you have Ichtichas Iser that fell into one of the Gderes of Eta. Now, each Gdeira of Eta by itself has Rov Neged Echtichasisa. But it does not. Each Gdeira Seta by itself does not have Shishim Neged Echtichasisa. But the two Gdeira Seta together have Shishim Neged Echtichasisa. And the Echtichasisa fell into one Gdeira. So then we imagine as if the two Gderes had been mixed together, as long as they belong to the same person. So it's very likely that ultimately they will be mixed again. They belong to the same person. So maybe he will, so it's likely that he will mix them together. So Mimele is considered as if it is already mixed together. Why do we say that? Because this din applies to Mimbi Minei, or it's only Midrabanon, because Midrai say, Rov. Rov is enough, but Mimimimimimimimimimimi, so since Shishim is only required in Rabbanon, and the two Gderes are likely to be mixed together, then there will be Shishim Neged Echtichasisa. So even though at this moment there is no Shishim in either one, since we don't know in which Gdere it fell, so we consider it as if everything is Murav together. So here too, so over there we say it, so here, where it's in two Gderes, so we consider the heter that is in this dere and the heter in that dere, that they are considered already murav together because ultimately they will be mixed together. So certainly in this part, in this dere, so true, at one moment there was a separation between this batch and that batch, but ultimately they'll be together. So mimele, so there is shishim, and once they're together there is shishim. So we should consider it as it murav together. These are the two reasons. Kim the Kaimon Karaj Bavatu, Sof Simen Kufidale, the Hakel Nichtas Bisofik, Vilomolo Yitzdarev Kan Hakelevati, Vide Haklema the Dafke Kabi Beis Dere Shel Heter, Shenof Alisa Lisech Achasman, Vain Yedu Alezenofa, Vain Behola Achasman Levatle, who the Kaimon Dishte Mitzdarfis, Kim the Hashte Sofikul Fonenu, Velenidel is Nofal, Imkina Kohode Vodikal Nema Dietary, Vine the Hodeminae Vade Isuri, so we say in Simen Kufidale, Mikoma Kim Lenida is a Shnei Mitzdarfin, Mashenkin Hoche, the Leo Neda is a Nisav Yakim Shnei Ladley, a Sofik. So it's impossible, it's not reasonable to say that. The other Rabbi Ifra Mistabre, the Rabbi Beis, the Rishari Nutamish Kosho Sarah Venisku Kwamuev, Kolchkini Murev Kwo, it's the same part. Videha Klaima the Holanach Poskim. But then you can say, who that din that is mentioned in Simen Kiyud Alef, whose chiddush is it? It's not all the Rishonim agree with that. The Roa is chilek on that din. But the Mechaber in Simen Kiyud Alef paskos like the Rashbo. So Memele, you can say that all these Rishonim, Asa the Dogim and the Beitzim, they are chilek on the Rashbo's din. They agree with the Roa that Gavishteik they raise, so we do not consider them Meuret, just because it's Seifel Yisarev. So that's Ideichak. But the question is, but the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashba in Simen Kiyud Aleph. So how does he even discuss this question? He shouldn't even discuss this question. Amika Vesai, Kim noch nach Pes, Kim Chilkin allein. Und wie Pratsche im Achmirim, wie der Reator, ihm mit Gamkin, bis ich das Rabbin Bauch. Wie so sam bis ihm in Kyudal auf Garage. Wie Nire, die Cholan nach Poski, Meire, wie Mim, bis eine Mine. Schadok Tomei, eine Mine. Wie Kina Beitze, se Freya, chul Beitze, so nur der Tänz, der Kasche, der Tiras Chattos. How can any Rishin say, that by Dogi, or by Beitze, mit so sehr, but let's assume that we don't agree with the principle of Rabbi Shimshon that is Sura Berubise. So is it, so there is no Chazok in Sura Berubise. So is it Sofika Shokol. But even by Sofika Shokol. So when we don't know, we can so then we are Tilalok. We are Tilalok. So and the other Kashe, because since it's Mimbi Mine, it's Nige only the Rabbonon, so Mimele we can that which is ultimately destined to be Mure together, so we consider them as if it's already Mure, like the Halacha mentioned in Simen Kuf Yedal. Oh, so we can say, because this din of Tehillah Hakil applies to Mimbi Mine, where is it Rabbono? It doesn't apply to Min Shalom Mine. This din of Seifili Sarif, Reinei Seikilu Mure, Kvo, so that also applies only to Mimbi Mine. So here it's Min Shalom Mine, so Mimele it's Nikei Dereise. So Rov is not enough, we need Shishim with Reise. Oh, and then, since it's Mishal Biminei, so the Halacha of the Rashba, that Kiv Mishal Seifili Yisarei Vreinei Seikilu Kvar Meurev, we don't say. V'nire Duchal Ach Poskim Mayer Bimim Shein Minei, Shag Doktome Yine Minei, V'china Beitze Zefrei Acho Beitze Shetepes Damo Yine Minei, Im Shora Beitze, V'il Ka Bimim Shein Minei, Kiv Dikel Mei Kama Taime Mitchilo, Nichna Sakel Bisofik, Do Yoyef Shalov Yili Dibiru, וחמש קוסוף ביסימן צדיק בייס די הוכה גם הרש בטו מיידים די מסטרף עם קומן שנחלט בסוף only by me מיני so we say כיו שסי פליס so everything that is in the Sofik is imagined to be more of a red וי הרב יתרסד על כל חוכמה יראה במיני דווק כדי מוכח מהראי שאיבי מיני שפחרית דהי מדווקים במיני וחמש נסבויה בסימן צדיק חס ונראה או da we mach mir rab de himayre darf ge bi mine mit bi khos ve gdiv rab da do gibtel so why does the rab say that it should be mutar here why on the basis of telling the okay on the basis of the halacha mentioned in simen kuf yudalev but the din of telling the hokel and the din mentioned in simen kuf yudalev apply only to mine the answer is the rab holds that here it's also a case of mine vi horaye. Why does the Rav say that here it's a case of Mimbi Minei? So the Rav infers that from the Rabbin Boruch himself. Because Rabbin Boruch says that vis-a-vis Dogim it's Mutar. Because assuming that the Doktomei remained in the last batch together with 59 Dogim Mutorim till the last moment, so 59 Dogim Mutorim became Oseh, but then when they become mixed together and there is contact between each other, so then there is Bitul Berov. So there is Bitul Berov of Yovish B'Yovish. But the Aloche of Yovish B'Yovish, Bitul Berov, applies only to Mim B'Minei. Min Shaloi B'Minei Yovish B'Yovish requires Shishim. And still Rabbi Baruch says that Rov is, that Rov suffices. So we see from Rabbi Baruch that here it's a question of Mim B'Minei, not of Min Shaloi B'Minei. מלכוס ובדיבר רבי נבור, דאדוגים תלם ברוב, כדין יובש. ויסל גדאי דאמי מי משנן מיני, הוקוס ורבי נבור גופי בספר התרומה, וכן הפוסק מלכמה נצמין קופטס, לצורך סמך, משום דין יבש להם יתנתם. אבל באמס אין זה יחוכה, דלאי לא מיירה שלו יבי מיני. ואפילו אוכה הדוגים שניב לפן. So that's the ראי of the רמו. But, so in other words, the שח is pointing out that the Ramo knew what he was talking about. In other words, why did the Ramo apply the din of Telem Hokel and the Freinei Seikilu Kvam Yurev? So here, didn't he understand, didn't it occur to his mind that here it's a case of Mishal Ibimine? No, the answer is that while the Ramo conceived of the possibility of saying that here it's Mishal Ibimine, so he inferred, he deduced from Rabbi Baruch, that Rabbi Baruch can treat it as a case of Mimbi Minei. Because if Rabbi Baruch had treated it as a case of Mishal Ibi Minei, he wouldn't say that Rov suffices. Because by Yovish B'Yovish, Mishal Ibi Minei, we need Shishi. Oh, so that's the Ramos Svore. But the Shach himself holds, no, that here it is Mishal Ibi Minei. So then you ask, if it's Mishal Ibi Minei, how can Rabbi Baruch say that even though 59 fishes became Oseh, from the Doc Tome in the Shule Hadeo. So, but then when it comes mixed together with the other fishes in the Karo, so it becomes bitter. So he says, Vafiloche. אבל במסעים זה יוכחן, ללמי ראש לא במיני, ואפילו אחד דוגם שניבלו בן הטעם, לדוק תומת טיילים באשר ברוב, כי אם דים עצמון, אבל גם אחרים, מין במיני, אם כי אם ודאים יבש להם לקטעם. So he shaks it as follows. That's he, it's more פשוטו. He says, why do we say that מין שלוי במיני, אם יובש ביובש require שישי? It's not that there is a special Xeris Akosu. That Yovish Biyovish is bottled Berov only by Min Bimine, not by Min Shaloi Bimine Zukaya Shishim. Midr I say, so Yovish Biyovish is bottled Berov, and Yovish Biyovish is, and Min Bimine is bottled Berov, and Yovish Biyovish, Min Shaloi Bimine is also bottled Berov, Yovish Biyovish. But Midr Rabbonon, the Chachomim required by Yovish Biyovish, Min Shaloi Bimine Shishim. Why? Because if you have just Rov, let's say if you have one Chtiche of Visa, is mixed up subjectively with two chtiches of heter, so then, and there is no shishim, so then it should be osir. Rav Chachomim said it should be osir. Why? Because if it will be muter, suppose he'll cook all the three chtiches together, so then it will give it time, then it will become osir mid'rais. So memele, in other words, not according to the shittes rosh. That Isar is nepach leheter, you're allowed to eat all the three chtiches together. But according to the other Rishonim, that you're not allowed to eat all the three chtiches together. So memele, if you'll be mivashel, the whole taruves of chad bitrei, min shaloi b'minei, so then it'll become osir. So because of that, the chachomim require shishim. But if it is a situation where it couldn't give it time, even without shishim, then it doesn't require shishim. Now in this case, where one little fish, a dog tummy, gave it time in 59 fishes, dog in tearing, 59 dog in fishes, dog in tearing, so true it gave it time. But suppose then if these 59 become Yurev with 140 dog in mutorim, even if you will cook the 200 fishes, the 200, you have 59 dogim asurim that were not originally asurim. Only one fish was a dog asur. But 59 absorbed the tam of the doctome. And now these 59 that are not in themselves dogim asurim, but they are only belayai tam of the doctome. So am yurev with 141 fishes of dogim utorim. So then if you cook them together, the mitzias is that the 59 that were only belay a tam of the doctame will not give a tam of the doctame in the 141. So mele we don't require shishi. Imkei vadai mivashlom da ketam, uch mikosu bisim tzadik beiz, veid, do vadai beitzes efreyach, oi dam bishor beitzim, min bishin minayu, do tam efreyach, ודם לחוד, ודם בעצר לחוד, וגם רוחק שהדוקטומי יהיה שווה בטיימה עם דוגים תארים. ומכל שכמי שמי לסבירה לו, לערב, והגוי סימן צדיק חז, דאז לינם בוס השמו, because the שח is חילי כאן דרמו. The שח holds that this whole, the whole principle, that אז לינם בוס השמו, has no שייכס לגבי case of נשפח. But the רמו שיטה is, that this aloche vaslinim basashmo roves din alizore has relevance ligabei nishpach as well. So he says the pshita the dok tomei this lishmo be pavnafshi da vimim bein emine uch mishikos haravon bichuve simen chov vizaveta sifkoch of gimu vishimu vizaruah miu bezev shalim adaraf sivir leik agoy sharidure the he says lishom the dok tomei havimim bimine liinyen delibot lain shom so vitzorach lima da hainim mishum the shem dog echadu ולימים במיני למנדום עד לא יבוט להזלים בסע שמו חומי שקוסה בסימן צדיק חס ואפשר לגמר רב אף על פי שהיבים דהי מהי רצון עד ורץ the kashi of the Ramo was based upon the premise that here it's also a case of mimbi mine. So by mimbi mine, as long as we are sure that there is rov, even though we are not sure as to whether there is shishim, so mimele we are till hoki. So mimele the Ramo's argument was in Teres Hatos that baby dog in baby beitzim should be muter, even if we don't accept the shita of Rav Nishim Shem. So we don't assume that Isura Berubi Yise. So it is a suffix. Maybe it was in the last batch, together with 59. dogim or beitzim asureis, maybe not. But assuming that, that we don't say like Chaminishim Shem, but a suffix it is, maybe yes, maybe not. So it should be Taylor Hokel and Rov there certainly is. So when can we apply the principle of Taylor Hokel if there is a, if it's min bimine, if it's min shaloi bimine, then we cannot apply the principle of Taylor Hokel. So the Ramo assume that this is min bimine. Why? Because he assumed that dog tome with dog in tailing, with dog tailing, that's min bimine. It's min bimine. The shach shite is not, because every dog has its own peculiar tam. All right. V'tzorich, so he says, v'efshar li gamarav, af al pi shehevin, dehei mayre shaloi b'minei. Oh, now he says, so until now the shach said that the Ramo apparently assumed that the taruves of one dog with another dog so is considered min b'minei. Now he says, no, maybe the Ramo himself realized that the taruves of a dog tome with the dog toyer is min shaloi b'minei, because the dog tome has one tam, the dog toyer has another tam. But then the question arises, so why does he say we should say Taylor Hokel? And why does he say we should apply the din mentioned Simen Kuf Yedaleh? If it's min shaloi b'minei, so it's negiyah d'araiseh, so he cannot be Taylor Hokel. So he says, v'efshel gamarav, aval pishay even dey mayra shaloi b'minei, hikshem nishpach. Mishum ditzir dog mitmeim de rabbonon uchmeishin isboya b'simen pegimol. Now it's mentioned in simen pegimol. Simen pegimol sifei. Tzir dog mitmeim mein el mit rabbonon. Lifi choch muta litnis mei vichovim dog meluchim teirim. Afal pishim unochim natmeim bichli echot. Shemolim luchyach. So the halacha is the tzir, that's the gemara, the mokia for that, so the Bira Agro points out, that's the gemara in Chum Daf Tzadik Tes, shane tzir, dogim, dizeye baalme. So in other words, so that means the tzir, the fluid, the rate of dogim, so that's only midrabal. It's a baal. Then the Ramo says, the sixth line from the top in the Agoye, Daf Kufa Yeches. Vidafke de les beshamnunes. Ustam dogim luchim les beshamnunes. Avoliz beshamnunes osamed reis. When do we say that the fluid that comes out, that emanates from dogim, from fish, is only osamed rabbonon, from dogim peiron rabbonon? Why is it osamed rabbonon? Because it's a yebalme if the dog is a dog kochosh. But if the dog is a dog shomein, so then it's not the yebalme. There are certain dogim tmeim that are krushim, and there are certain dogim tmeim that are very shomei. Catfish is a dog tome. That's very shomei. It's probably the most dog shomei there is. So mimele, this is what Ramo says, that the tzir of a dog kochush is only osam rabbonon, it's zeyebal. But shamnune, if it's shomei, so then it's not zeyebal. So he says, v'efshar v'gam harav, so he still applies the principle of tailing the hokel. Why? So there the Shah discusses, how about min shaloi b'minei, that is osam in the rabbonon, and it's nishpach, are we teilel or hokel or not? So the Shach says in Simen Tzadik Ches, that according to the Ramo, we are not teilel or hokel, but his own shita is that we are teilel or hokel, if it's a nisar rabbonon, even by min shaloi b'minei. Because why do we say teilel hokel the min b'minei and not by min shaloi b'minei? Because min shaloi b'minei requires shishim midraise tam kikia, and min b'minei doesn't require shishim midraise. Rov is enough. Mashenkin, the whole isar is the rabbonon. See, min shaloi b'minei we can be taken. We can be teilel hokel. We talk miul ma'ide chach tishom dasnun likule tzorach leima dechol anach poski ma'ire the b'yeish b'dogim shamnunes. Shamnunes the also some rice khmesh nis boya bisim pigim in name vi oike daf getzir al de milige u mir rabonon ma shein kin tam al de bishol de yitzi ikra tam va lachluchas In other words, when do we say that Tzir Dogim is Dogim Tmeim is only Asim Rabbanon if he was Meleah Dogim Tmeim? So then the Tzir is only Asim Rabbanon, because that's the Yabalame. Masha'inkin, if he cooked, let's say Dogim Tmeim and Dogim Teirim in a pot with water, and then the Tzir that comes out al the Bishul, because you cook them in water, that's real time, that's not Zeyeh. Only the Tzir that comes out as a result of Melech is Zeyeh. But the tzir that comes out, that emanates from Dogim Tmeim, as a result of Bishul Bimayim, that's not Zeyeh Be'alme. It's mistab like that. The afkal the tzir al the melech and the rabbonim mashein kein. Tamal the Bishul yetzik al tam valachluchis and mishkosev marib agoi sharedure. The doktor mishikov shima doktor osam the raise. Shoz yetzik yikar atzir valachluchis at kalashenei. Im kin kol shkin al the Bishul. Vahainer lo ishtam it had ma poskin the king kosvik al the Bishul the tzir Dogim Tmeim ein el rabbonim. The afal pisha smagu shok to space kim noctable shenam. So in other words, the question is, they all these rishenim who say gabidogim that it's osa. So the shaila is whether we agree with the shite of the Rabbi Shimshen that is the rubinis or not. But the question arises, dal Rabbi Shimshen shite. Let's say we don't apply the principle of isura berubinis. But even if there is no chazoki of Yisroel Berubi Yiseh, even if it's Yisrofik HaShoklu, it should be Teilu HaHoklu, it's only Yosam Darabonon. So you'll say, no, here it's Min Shaloi B'Mina, it's Yosam Daraiseh. But how can you say here it's Min Shaloi B'Mina, it's only Yosam Daraiseh? Tzir Dogim is only Yosam Darabonon, even though it's Min Shaloi B'Mina. So we have to say that all these Rishenim hold that when do we say Tzir Dogim is only Yosam Darabonon, that's only if the Tzir emanates as a result of Meliche. But if the Tzir emanates as a result of Bishul B'mayim, then it's the Raise. So that's why all the Rishenim say that Dogim Aroser, except on the basis of Rabbi Shimshin's Pshat, or on the basis of Rabbi Bor's Pshat, because there is Bitul Yovish B'Yovish Barov, but otherwise it would be Oser. Why? Because we cannot be Teilu Lohakil. Why can't we be Teilu Lohakil? Because here it's a question of the Raise. But why is it that the Raise, after all, Tzir is only the Rabbanon? The answer is, only Tzir al the Melicha is only the Rabbanon, but Tzir al the Bishul is in the Raise. Oh, so that is all right as far as the case of Dogim is concerned. But Rishenim, the Smag, the Revor, all these Rishenim discuss not only Dogim, they discuss Beitzim too. And a Beitzo that has Dam is only Yosem the Rabbanon, according to most Rishenim. So he says, V'afal pisha smag u'shok tzas poskim nok to bilshenom name Beitzo sefreyach u'idam. So it amaya azle, the sphere will be smag the Dam Beitzim the Raise, because there is a Shikas Rishenim. That if the dam happens to be in the kesher, in the knot, in the beitza, in the kesher, in the knot, so then where the freya develops, you see, so then it's also midraisim. So that's why these rishenim say that it's also ligabi beitzim too. So the reason as to why these Rishenim say that the Dogim are Oseh, because they hold that Tzir that emanates as a result of Bishul is Osam Derais. And the reason as to why they say that it's Oseh Gabi Beitzim, so either that he just mentioned Beitzim, but he doesn't mean Beitzim, or because he agrees at the Smag and the Rivo hold that Dam Beitzim Bimokim HaKesher is Osam Derais. This will be smuggled and baits in the rice, which was a marshal, be so eventually. Oh, yeah, she had to do me noctor. In other words, it's possible that they know an army vis a vis baits him, it's not us. Where is it us vis a vis dog? Why is it us? Just the reverse of what Rabbi Bor says. In other words, that vis a vis dog him, it's us, because there it's a question of the rice. Because Sir Dogim al the Bishul Yosam Daraisi. And when they mention Beitzin, they didn't mean Beitzin. They meant something that is Osa. But in Achname, in respect to Beitzin themselves, since Dam Beitzo is only Yosam Darabonon, so he should be Telok. But that's a Dechak, of course. We have Shalduk Noktor. Vinafkimil in Shoris Adaraisi. Umashi Kosov Aravit Rashatashom. Visudo Kaimelon Vinitesa Feta. So then, the Ramon Tereshatos mentions many rayas, many reasons as to why Bein Bidogim, Bein Bibeitzim should be muter. One reason is because we should be Teilu Lohakil. Another reason is because of the Halacha mentioned in Simin Kufiyut Aleph, that where it's safely Sarev, Yisrael Neisei Kilu Kvomur. Another reason is, a third reason is because we paskin that even though at originally when the taruvus took place, when echtichasisa fell into heter, there was no shishim, but then another item of heter fell into the taruvus and there is shishim, so mimele it becomes bot. So he says, though kaimel only it is a feta. So kvokosavti b'simen tzadik tesif kotn tizvov d'lese el leil mamrin echtichasis nevele ve'eid. The lidom bishli ma'osam amrin shapik is nisarif isalar bilach oy biyovish v'nitzis v'hakin hetalach bi'en shatam boto b'samach mashen kin hoche kivim shekvon esa shuv en shor adogim mitstarfim levato biyovish shein o yisa mifapeya michticha lichticha bilareitev v'nisha b'yisurei v'ameshen isen tam v'yisen achov v'lameshen esu. Now, the question was raised that I mentioned today in explaining the shita of Rabbeinu Baruch. If the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, as to why Rabbeinu Baruch says, according to the Tzior of the Beis Yosef, that all the Yeruim consisted of Dogim and Mayim together, of Reitim together. So still, Rabbeinu Baruch says that all the Dogim are Muta, and not even Kedeklipe is Osa. Not even Kedeklipe is Osa. So the question is, why shouldn't it be Osa? Why shouldn't it be awesome? So I mentioned two things. One reason is because we do not say that Iru should be Mivashel. Iru should be mivashel lechol apoches kediklipe according to Rabbeinu Baruch, because as the crazy place says that it's nifsak hakiluach, then, but and the machleik is between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch is where there is a substantial quantity of liquid, of fluid, in the dovalach, and it's capable of a continuous jet. But the jet is nifsak because of the dogim that are mafsik. So according to the Rivo, when do we say that kiluach nifsak does not have a din of declaration? If the kiluach is nisaf on account of the miniature character of the jet, but of the fluid. But if there is a substantial quantity in the fluid and it's nifsak because something is mafsik, so that does not diminish substantially the heat of the fluid, and the mele, it's still mivashe. It still has a din of declaration. That's the sheet of the Rivo. And the sheet of Rabbeinu Baruch is, it doesn't matter why the keluach is nifsak. Whether the keluach is nifsak because of the miniature character of the fluid, or because there is a double gush that comes in between and is mafsik the keluach. So as long as the keluach is nifsak, so memele it does not have a din of declaration. Now, before the Pesach vacation, I mentioned something else. Because according to the Marshal Shite, so bidova gush even klishen is mevashel. So memele, when you dump with the final year, you dump the last batch of fish and reitev into the kare, And the fish in the kare is still hot, and it's double gush. So memele, according to Marshal Shite, it's still mivashel. So memele, and there is reitev too, and it's yatziledes. So memele, the question arises that, so I said before the Pesach vacation, that the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch might be on this question. Now, assuming both can agree with the sheet of the Marshal, that by Dova Gush, even Klishen is Mevashel. But the halacha is that Ein Bolu Ayetzei Bilo Yireitev Mechticha Lechticha. Now, 59 fishes became Moser originally, when they remained together with the Daktomei, with a little bit of Reitev in the Shulei Agdeiro. Now, when the last batch of fishes is dumped into the Kare, and everything is hot, and it's still Riseach. So the Rivo Shite could be The Rivoshite could be that in view of the fact that Dova Gush is Mivashal Ibn Iklesheni, so even the Reite, if the soup in the Kare, which is Yatzel Edes, has a din of declaration. It has a din of Bishop. But the Rabin Boruch Shite is that whereas the fish itself is a Dova Gush, so it is Mivashal, but the Mayim that is together with the fish in the Kare is not considered as Mivashim. Is not considered as Mivashim. So, is it a different pshat? But we have to say...